From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon is saying no one underestimated the difficulties in terms of the Syrian peace conference that's getting underway in Montreux, Switzerland. As the respective sides got down to business today, that quickly became apparent. The BBC's Bridget Kendall has more.
Syria's opposition told the conference nothing was more important than getting rid of President Assad. But for the Syrian government, that is non-negotiable. At one point, the Syrian information minister declared that Assad would never go. Both sides traded accusations that the other was to blame for torture, rape, and executions in Syria's civil war. But despite the acrimony, both delegations said they were now prepared to start more detailed negotiations. That, in itself, is progress.
UN mediator will meet with opposing negotiators separately tomorrow to see if face-to-face talks can be held on Friday. Speaking today to members of his Council on Women and Girls at the White House, the president said sexual assault in the U.S. is an affront to basic human decency. President Obama's remarks coming on the day a new White House report is being released that looks at assaults, including assaults on college campuses. Mr. Obama told members of the group that sexual assault isn't just a crime against individuals, but tears apart families and communities.
This is not an abstract problem that goes on in other families or other communities. Even now, it's not always talked about enough. It can still go on in the shadows, but it affects every one of us. It's about all of us. Our moms, our wives, our sisters, our daughters, our sons.
Obama noted his administration has already taken steps to crack down on sexual abuse, including sexual abuse in the military. Activist investor Carl Icahn has begun buying up shares of the online marketplace company eBay. NPR's Jim Zaroli reports the move could touch off a battle for control of one of the company's most profitable units.
eBay made the revelation in its fourth quarter earnings report. It said Icahn had purchased less than 1% of the company and has been pressing for two of his employees to sit on the board. Icahn wants eBay to sell off PayPal, the online payment service it purchased more than a decade ago. PayPal is responsible for a good part of eBay's profits. Some analysts believe it would make even more money as a separate company because other online retailers would be more likely to use it. But eBay said it believed PayPal should remain a part of the company. Icahn had no immediate comment about the disclosure. Jim Zaroli, NPR News, New York.
Ford says it plans to join a couple of top universities to work toward developing cars that drive themselves. The automaker today announcing it will join with Stanford University and the Massachusetts Institute of Technology on challenges that face automated vehicles. A mixed close on Wall Street today. The Dow was down 41 points to 16,373. The NASDAQ was up 17 points. This is NPR. Discount airline JetBlue says it is forming a partnership with National Airline of the United Arab Emirates, Etihad Airlines, to fly passengers on routes operated by both carriers. So-called code-sharing agreement, at least initially, will involve 48 JetBlue routes within the U.S., but the number could increase once Etihad Airways begins daily flights to Los Angeles in June. Etihad already has daily nonstop flights from Abu Dhabi to New York, Washington, D.C., and Chicago. The Obama administration has not decided whether to move forward with the northern leg of the controversial Keystone XL pipeline, but the southernmost section went into operation today. As Joe Wirtz from member station KGOU reports, the Keystone Gulf Pipeline will help relieve a bottleneck that's been building in the middle of the country.
Construction on the $2.3 billion pipeline started 18 months ago, and today TransCanada started pumping crude oil from Oklahoma to customers in Texas. TransCanada's Alex Corbet spoke to reporters shortly after the southern section went into service.
The pipeline does provide a safe and direct connection between an important oil hub, probably the most important oil hub on this continent, in Cushing, Oklahoma, and the world's most efficient refiners in the U.S. Gulf Coast.
Relieving the Cushing oil glut will likely help mid-continent producers receive better prices for their oil, but some analysts say the crude might create a new bottleneck in Texas because the Gulf Coast doesn't have enough refineries. For NPR News, I'm Joe Wirtz in Oklahoma City.
New tougher regulations for child care seats. Officials with National Highway Traffic Safety Administration say for the first time ever, seats will have to protect children from death or injury in side impact crashes. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News, in Washington.